Blog Talk Radio.
It's prayer time everywhere. And we want you to know it's praying time. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me. They say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. Wherever your praying ground is, pray. Pray for me. When you steal away in your secret closet, pray for me. Your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere this record is heard, we pray that you would touch sinners, backsliders, drunkards, alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, their children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every pattern, break every yoke. Undo the heavy burden. Go over yonder to that hospital and heal, Lord. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know. deliverance like a mighty hammer, sending like a two-edged sword, sending revival to America, and help us to come back to Pentecost, back to our praying ground, back to loving one another, back to caring, sharing, and bearing one another's burdens. Bind us together everywhere and make us one in the Holy Ghost. Have your way in us, with us, and through us. Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the world what a great God you are. And we'll ever be mindful that where we are, you brought us. What we know, you taught us. And what we have, you gave us. And what we are, you made us. When you bow,
is going on. So much is going on. And we know in a time like this, we should pray. We should pray. You never know the hour or the time when something might come up. Yeah. We want to thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for this good evening that he allowed us to see. You know, I just really believe, this is me, I just believe that anything on yesterday that we did that allowed us to be in this present today, he's been so good to the church. The church needs to understand that he is worthy to be praised. Even when you're going through, he's still God. He ain't just forgot about us. He's still worthy to be praised. I just thank God for the things he have got in store for the church. You know, I seen got out of church yesterday and sit back and so I was so getting ready for the game on yesterday, and that's why I turned to CNN down here in Texas. A church, mega church down here, God, where people come and give thanks and praise, and we are living in a time that they can just walk in and just start shooting people. You know, it's sad how we have to sit and guard the doors and guard and look at the people. We are living in a time that why you yet praising God, somebody's mind that want to do something crazy. Because
yes.
Now it ain't got so, my brothers and sisters, Reverend, it ain't got so now, man. Mm-hmm. We can't, you know how you have something planned you want to do for God?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of ministers and preachers know what I'm talking about, and God can change the plan.
Yeah.
I don't think we pray enough for God's protection and his hedge of protection around his people. We should never be selfish because it's not in my home. It's not in my car. It's not in my job. It can be anyone. I still believe in the book. Y'all might need to help me with it. I still really believe that prayer is essential. I believe that we should pray without any restraints attached to it, but more.
Earnest prayer.
Is it time? Yeah. More when it is right today. I want to look at James. I want to look at what James said about what we should take the prayer light, you know. Just want to tap into that. But I want to lift up that church, man, you know. I'm understanding a young child got shot up. And there was a woman doing the shooting as well. You know, one you least expected. One you least expected, Reverend Mike. One you least expected, my brothers and sisters. You least expected. And this baby got shot. And the one who done it was a woman. She was understanding. She was with the baby, you know, in the line of fire, you know. See, it's not always what we think the package might be. You know, we probably think we got it on point. My brothers and sisters, there's a demonic spirit out there. There's a spirit out there, and you know what? And I want to add some things to it with my heart. God just did a point, some things in my heart, with scriptures we need. Because I believe what the Bible says. You know, we can prophesize. We can speak in charismatic way. We can be so persuasive, right? But it's something about God's word when you read it and then get understanding. Mm-hmm. I want to use scriptures to support why we need to pray. Why we need to pray and more now. Because this thing got mentally more and more each and every day. Mentally disturbed people could just walk in somewhere and want to harm somebody. Like they might have had attention to do something to somebody else. Amen. But there is a demonic spirit to be in someone's mind to walk in at some facility like that, a church. You know, you would think it's safe. Think you're safe in the church. Just really think you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's it.
And you know, you just don't know. We down here in Texas, they've been doing it down here in Texas for a while. I remember over there. I guess that what we'll say by Carter Riverside. Y'all know that area. Riverside area way back in, I want to say, what is it, the late 90s, I think?
Yeah.
They walked in that church and they start shooting, man. That was crazy to me, man, you know.
Yeah.
And I want us to lift up all mankind, no matter what race it is, you know, because God don't look at us like color, you know. He look at us.
Yeah,
my brother would say we got a blood transfer. You know, we've been changed, you know, and now we're all the same. It's one family started this thing. You do know that, right? Yeah, one family really started this thing. Now, that family will start out with Adam and Eve, right? Is that right about it? They started the family. Yeah. They started the family. They started increasing in it and replenishing it and everything. But I want to tell you, I want to deal with this prayer. And then before we get off, if it's God's will, if someone wants prayer, man, don't leave. Don't leave without getting prayer.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
You know, I know we've been taught that Jesus, when he died, my brothers and sisters, he broke the veil for the church. You don't have to go to the priest to get, you can, if you got faith, you can just say, you don't have to sound like people, you don't have to use the certain word. All you got to do is have a sincere heart.
Sincere
heart. And go to God, not like he's your homeboy, but go in reverence and respecting
him. Yeah.
And do it. And when you do it, you do it in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to step back and see if my brothers there want to add something to that before we get into the lesson.
You know, we were chatting back and forth yesterday, and I commented about just how pervasive Satan is getting and intertwining evil messaging and just the world just back, you know, years back, the world wouldn't tolerate that. You know, the community wouldn't tolerate these things that are pushed into the, especially knowing these children are watching TV as well and normalizing these things that, as we discussed in previous messages, that wrong, they make world is trying to make wrong right and make right wrong. And so we you are correct. We need to be on our knees. We need to be on, it's like your brother said, knee mail. We need to be on our knees and praying to the Lord earnestly. And you're right, being not afraid to pray. And we don't have to sound like our brother or our sister in prayer. We just need to be earnest in our prayer, because these babies, these children need us to be on our knees and going to God, fasting and praying for the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to move across this earth and touch the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls, and that we pray for those that are mentally disenfranchised and those that are suffering, that we would pray for these folks. And so when we invoke the power of prayer, we can see some mighty powerful things, a powerful move of God, but we have to have faith that our prayers will be answered. And we, you know, there's something about corporate prayer as well, is that we get together and we all pray in unison and in one accord, that the Holy Spirit of God would move and begin to touch folks and be able to open the eyes and ears of those that are just walking like zombies on this earth.
Yeah.
We need Jesus. We need Jesus.
Yes, sir. I like that. I like that. Anyone of your brothers, Reverend Kelton,
Yes, sir. It's an honor. So thank the Lord for being able to gather together once again. And if anybody done ran out of things to pray for, you can add me to your list.
God,
pray for me. Keep me in prayer. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God. Thank God for to be able to have that. What a very effective tool is prayer. And prayer is just that conversation with God, that communication with God. That is such a privilege to have. But you got to have that faith. You got to hope and expect, going and expecting God to, expecting to see something different, even if it's not in your favor that you want, you know, because sometimes we're praying for a yes, but we may receive no.
All right.
But you have to be able. To be able to communicate with him is such a blessing, because he knows our steps even before we take them, and he knows our thoughts even before we think them. So we're just so grateful that he allowed us to walk this thing. See, because if we walked it by sight instead of faith, it wouldn't be so true to us, because we'll be able to see. But now that we can lean and depend and hope in him, and then allow him to lead us. See, because if we had that physical sight, we would try to lead ourselves. But I'm so glad that he left it to where we have to hope, trust, and depend upon him.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I love
And I just wanted to jump on with you guys, man. I'm just spending some time with the wife, but I listening to you gentlemen this afternoon, this evening rather, and then looking at the stuff that happened on yesterday and how we make such a big to-do about the Super Bowl, who's doing it, and the amount of money that they paying towards it, and who's going to entertain you, and all this type of stuff. And then to be in a society, to be in a world, it's just very, very rewarding to know that we know Christ and that He knows us. For you to be able to go worship, that's your plan, to go worship, and the churches are not even safe anymore. And I think that what Dr. said a little earlier, that it's sad that we have to sit up here and post up on the church just like we, you know, we in Beirut or something.
Yeah.
You know, because we're here, that we can't worship God like we want to because we're too busy looking over our shoulders. And it's definitely true that the time is winding up, man. Time is definitely not on our side at this time. It's on the world's side, rather, should I say.
That's it.
That we have to come to that particular place. Yeah. Well, we believe, know, and trust God to be God. And I'm definitely looking for it. Man, He can come right now. I'm ready. I'm just so ready. this world has just really lost all of its mind as far as it pertains to they made drugs as far as being a drug-free zone. They've done it around churches and schools and all these types of things. Not to say that that isn't good. But now what are we going to do to secure our churches? We can't go and worship, and people are worshiping the way they want to because we are afraid. At that point, the devil is busy, man. He is trying to do what it is that he does to cause us to turn away from God. And so it just behooves us, you know, to believe God and trust Him to be who He said He is and who we know Him to be. So, you know, my encouragement, brothers, is that we continue to walk in Christ, walk in faith.
Yes, yes.
And we walk by not what we see, as Henry alluded to earlier. We don't walk by what we see, but we have trust and we have faith. We have both of those, trust and faith, that God would do things that He has promised that He would do for us. So brothers, be encouraged, man. Be encouraged, man.
Amen.
Don't lose the fight. Stay in the fight. That's my word.
Amen.
That's my word. Encouraged. Stay in the fight.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
So often that we try to get it, because we're coming out of the book of James. Book of James, right? Book of James.
Mm-hmm.
Because you understand what I'm going to do. Because we're dealing with a demonic spirit, right? But I know we can do different things. But there's a lot of people out there sick and afflicted right now. And not just because of the, you know, the Tylenol I can't get, the aspirin, you know, that we take sometimes, can't remove it. But we know prayer to God. If we just believe, He can answer.
Say that. Say that.
If He can answer.
Amen.
If you have a faith of a mustard seed, I'm talking about the mustard seed is a small seed, right? But it grew up to be a big tree. Big tree.
Speak on it.
And look at you. When you look at it, you know how many people can get on a mustard tree? You know, watch this here. watch this here. They say when they get through their journey, they put their horses, their donkeys, all their kids, their wives, and even they sit under this tree. That's how big it is, you know, how the branches is, you know. If we just believe that, if our faith would just grow in there, precious Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace with a humble heart, Lord, and thanking you, Father God, for what's on our heart, that we lift up this world, Lord, that you call your children. Your children are suffering right now. There are some don't understand. It could have been their last day, Lord.
Mm.
And you know that when that lady walked the church, you know the outcome was going to be because she even did what she did. But Lord, we know, Father God, we don't want to take this thing for granted. That someone might not know you, Lord. So let it be today, Lord, that someone said, I want to change my life. I want to repent of my life. Lord, let it be through the prayer that we pray today, Lord, that we touch and agree, Lord, that what you said, that where you are, Lord, that we might be, Lord. So we just ask you to be as we touch and agree right now, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to help us right now. Help us where we don't understand, Lord. We know people might not never hit this one button, Lord. We know people might not never raise their hand up, but Lord, they come in my bros, Lord, just to hear you, Lord, as you speak right now, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we honor you, Lord. So we're going to thank you in advance, Lord, for this lesson, Lord. We're going to thank you in advance, Father God, for your healing, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, because we just believe, Lord, that when we ask, Lord, that you will hear, Lord. We just believe that you already have answered, Lord. So we thank you,
Father
Lord,
God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, if there's anything was misunderstood, this said right to you, Lord. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ's name, Lord.
And
we come humble to you, Lord. And we love you.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. No wonder the scriptures that we all toss up, you know. I wanna just stop for a minute and get a little wisdom, if y'all don't mind. If y'all don't mind, I wanna stop for a little bit to get a little wisdom. Proverbs 14 and 12. This is God now.
All right.
And you know it. Soon as I start reading, you ain't really got to turn to it. But Proverbs, if you can't get that, put it in your mental notes, or you got a margin, mark it, and look at this. There is a way which seems right unto man. Now, if I don't do nothing else, let me teach that. The Bible said, there is a way which seemeth right unto man. That was two times, right? That two times I read.
Yeah.
That is the A clause of the scripture, right? There's two portions of A to B. So I'm going to just read that one more time. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You don't hear what I'm saying, just saying. I just read it now. There are things that was even on yesterday, that young lady when she had that assault weapon she had? AR-15. She went in there. Well, you know this woman didn't have her mind right. But she thought it was right. So when you read, some scriptures, it don't separate the gender, both all man and female. When you hear this scripture, that means man and female, not just the man only.
Yeah.
It means both gender, you know, the female and the male. So he ain't just talking to the man, but even though when you read the Bible, most of the Bible is directed towards the man because we're supposed to be the head. Well, you don't believe that, don't you? You really don't believe it. You want to argue with me, won't you?
Come on, man.
You want to argue with me about that. You just really want to argue with me. Please tell me. Just please tell me. Make it more plainer to me. Just make it more plain to me, Eric. Can I make it more plainer to you? Huh?
Yes, you can.
Just tell me. Just make it more plainer to me. Well, the Bible in Genesis said it. Now, you know this is the Holy Spirit. I said James did it. I'm going to get to James in a minute, y'all. But look how we knitted this again. Genesis said this here, 2:15, the Lord God took a man, put him into a garden of Eve to dress it and to keep it, and command the man to say, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Really?
Now watch this now. He said, but the tree of knowledge, of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Now, if you don't know what this is, I'm going to say it one more time. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. I'm at verse 17. Look what the book says. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day, help me, Holy Spirit, thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, I'm not
surely die.
King James, he said, you should surely die. Now, my mind thinking that physical thing ain't what, it's not what he's talking about. Because God gave me, this is a spiritual thing. Once you open your mind to the knowledge, now watch what he said. In the Lord God said, it is not good. Now look at this. He didn't tell them that already. Now I'm finna paint this picture, right? He didn't tell them now what you gonna do. It was nobody there but who? Him and God. Is that right about it?
That's right.
He's speaking to him, to man, who he made out of dirt.
Yeah.
Is that right about it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to he didn't gave it to him, and he gave you a commandment. Now, you can eat anything. You can eat off of the berry tree over there. You can eat off the pomegranate over there. There's an apple tree over there. There's a banana tree over there. You might even got an apple tree over there. You can eat all these things, but do not eat off. He made it really plain off this tree because it's the knowledge. I don't want you to touch that. Because we know the story, right? But he said, the Lord God said it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate. Is that right about it? For him.
That's
now watch this now. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field. You got to have faith, y'all. When I'm reading that. He said, out of the ground. The same ground he took that man and made. He took what? Every beast of the field, every fowl of the earth, and brought it unto Adam. And look what he did. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm telling you, he gave it to him. He said what he would call them, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature that was named thereof, and Adam gave the name to all the cattle and to the fowls of the earth and to every beast of the field. But Adam, there was not found him a helpmate for him. Now, I was there for a reason, because I want you to know that when I go back to Proverbs 12, it was a time that it was right to man. Help me on the spirit. It was time. It was right to man. Before God had seen him all alone, it was right for him, you know what I'm talking about? But God saw him so long that now he's going to give him a helpmate. But he gave him all authority to name the animal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He gave him that. Let him command him to say that. You said you're going to go by prayer. How do we get way over here? Well, I'm trying to knit this together, y'all. Let me knit it together. what I'm trying to tell you, when that young lady walked in that church yesterday, she thought she was right. You know, she thought, but when we get through reading, you're going to find out why she was messed up. Look what the scripture said in 21. The Lord God called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of the ribs, his rib now, and closed up the flesh instead of thereof. In the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made him a woman and brought her unto the man. Now, these genders are separating now, y'all. They ain't together. I don't know who got this thing mixed up in. What he got this, I'm confused, you know, talking about what I am, you know, from a mother womb. No, I'm not confused. God knows what he made when he made you in your mother's womb. Now they're doing gender revealing now, you know what I'm talking about? It was
come
a time that they waited till the baby came out. Now everybody getting that. You bring Pampers if you think it's going to be a boy, and you bring a pink bow red if you think it's going to be a girl. You know, they're doing all that now. You know? They need to know what it is. Ain't nothing confused about what God did in the beginning. He created the man, then he created the female. Look what he said. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Flesh of my flesh. She shall be called one, what he said, woman. Help me, Holy Spirit, because she was taken out of a man. Now, how we supposed to be praying, Reverend Brown? What you doing over here? Let God lead us for a minute. Look what he said. He said, therefore should a man leave his father and his mother. Here we go messing up again, y'all. And shall cleave unto his wife. And they should
be
one flesh.
One flesh.
Look at here. Before I get that, I was talking to a young lady. She was coming in the church yesterday, and one brother asked her. He said, "What your husband? How you everything?" And she said, "I came along there, and I tapped on the shoulder, and I told her, I said, you never alone, cause y'all won." And she turned to watch. She walked, took two steps, and turned back to look at me. You are so correct. You are never once you accept her and once you accept him, there's no separation anymore. No separation.
You're one.
I see Brother Reverend Wim, I see his wife. When I see Reverend Wim's wife, I see Reverend Wim. If you stay connected to that, you won't fornicate. If you stay, now why I'm way over here? How did this get here? But if you stay connected then, you won't have the lusting eye. Stay with me. If you stay connected then, because when I see Reverend William, I can talk to you because it's my brother. But I see Reverend Henry and I see Reverend Carlton's wife, and I looked at her, I see Kelton's wife. I see Reverend William's wife. I see Reverend Henry's wife. So when I see Reverend Henry. So when I see
there
them, I'm forming, I'm watch this here, stay, look at the Holy Ghost give me. I'm forming a homosexual act because I'm taking this man's wife, and it, and I know it is this man's wife. Hold me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I didn't tell you something now, y'all. I can't get myself. See, I didn't got tied up now. Look at this Holy Spirit. I didn't get tied up. Can I loosen the knot a little bit? See, God is looking at this world, and it's so demonic. Now, we don't know how this woman was so disturbed, but the scripture just told us in Proverbs, there's a way that which seemeth, what, right unto man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, well, let me read this last scripture.
You want something.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit. He said, and they were both naked. That's what the book said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me back up so you can understand what I'm talking about. Therefore shall a man leave his father. I'm Genesis, y'all. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. He said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and the wife were not ashamed. Now you understand. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about now, our preference.
Yes.
Now you understand that time it was right. Man didn't know nobody no sin then until we disobey God. But he gave the charge to the man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Is that right about it? Before the woman was even brought to existence, that charge was to Adam. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on, girl.
That charge was to Adam. We've been failing God for years. He got so mad one time. He said, know what he said? He said to himself, and he talked to Jesus right side of him. No, he said, I kind of hated that I made man. Is that right about you? You know what I mean? We've been failing him ever since they took that old disobedience. When she did it, I ain't going to read the rest of y'all, because I probably did you read it. When she took and followed the serpent, nothing happened. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But soon as Adam disobeyed God and listened to the wife and took that and ate, now he was exposed to what was wrong and right.
All that. Because
he didn't know it then. He didn't know. Yes, sir. He didn't know that what he was doing was right. But God told him, don't do it. But he did it. And look what happened. His eyes opened up. At this point, they didn't know they was naked. They walk around. Didn't know they were decent. But now, who told you you was naked? Why you come up with disease like you are? You know? What seems right to man? I done went somewhere else, y'all. Pray for me. Evidently, the Holy Spirit want me over here. Y'all keep praying for me. And I'm telling you this here because God, looking at this world, it is forming his own opinion. It is not sister to his love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me.
Come on, man.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord God.
Let me try to unpack it like this. We are not sensitive to his love. What you saying? For God so loved the world. Is that in the book?
Yeah.
That he gave.
He
gave this to us now. His only begotten son. He gave this, right? That's what he gave. That we're not sensitive to. He gave it to us. And then he said, whosoever believe. Now, they in church. They praising God. They lifting up God. I don't care who the pastor is. They came expecting that they're going to see some and hear something from their pastor. We've been taught early. We've been taught every pastor and every minister is getting that church ready to see God. They're going to have to, when they stand before God, and they're going to be saying, what did you say when you had a chance to tell the people? See, we can't go in there. I can't go to Reverend Williams' house and move his couch around. Say, man, this don't look right. I can't go to Reverend Hill's house and say, man, move your icebox over here, man. That might be too old for y'all. Refrigerator. Move the refrigerator over here, you know. Move it over here. Take your Kelton, Reverend Kelton, move your car with it. I can't go there and change these brothers' house. Same way when we go. Amen. We can't go change the minister's house, the preacher's house. We could just pray. If God gave us a discernment of things about something, if you want a fellowship with that between you and God. She came in. She didn't want a fellowship. She wanted to disrupt something. She let the devil use her again. Now, I wasn't supposed to say it, but let me do it again. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof, the ways of death. And she died. And the what she did, you live. What did he tell us? A man can live and die. Oh, come on now, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You Bible people know what I'm talking about. You can live and die by a sword.
Come on, man.
You can live and die by a sword. What I'm saying is that the sword can be all right if you use it in the right manner.
That's right.
Now, if you use it like she did and others do when they go in there and do some, what we call it, this random devilish, can I say it like that, y'all? Y'all don't mind if I say it like that, dude. Act that she thought was right, you know?
Come on.
Thousands of, this church, I'm gonna go out on faith. It's the minimum of 25,000 members. Is I'm right about it? It's a mega church. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all from Texas. Y'all seen the pastor and everything. But what I'm saying, but the devil is seeking to destroy. And he wanted to kill some people. We don't know the whole matter because they can't talk. You know, so she gone. You know, but what she left, some wound. You should have seen how the people was crying, historically. You know what? We play that song. We play that song sometimes. We play it. Man, I'm supposed to be, we're going to pray, y'all. But somewhere he got me over here. Y'all pray for me. I'm way over here. Y'all just pray for me. Because now he took me over here. So can I stay over here if y'all don't mind? Y'all don't mind?
Yeah.
Y'all all right with that?
It's all related. It's all related. Praise God.
So I'm gonna give you a minute or two of this song. Watch this here. I just want you to hear the words. I want to ease that in there. Because I want you to know that song is very old. The words are almost like cliches, you know. I'm telling you, we can be sitting right here today and someone go.
Yes.
We could be in the grocery store and go home. We could be at the red light, abiding the laws of the land, and somebody cheekbone you and go home. We could be flying in an airplane. Go help the Holy Spirit and go home. We could be in one of the biggest ships. Well, one ship made a lie. They never think the Titanic will go under. And it's still down there. We just don't know. That's why we try to preach and teach and persuade you to get to know Jesus. You don't know the how. You can be a good person and somebody else is a... I know I'm supposed to say this. Is it all right? I mean, they say they're supposed to say this. Yes.
Make the point.
That F word, that fool word. Y'all know them all right. It's some people are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the right intentions. You're just minding your own business. You went to church. Mm-hmm. And you're just minding your own business. And trust me, it can happen in church now. It
yes,
can
it
happen
can.
Just like that.
Just like that.
We can be worrying about, like my brother was saying in his and he was conveying, worrying about I understand, you know, we do our entertainment. But my brothers and sisters, entertainment gonna catch a lot of us in bad shape. It's gonna catch us. God gonna come back and grab us, and brothers and sisters, prayerfully, we are in his grace when he comes.
Yes.
Prayerfully, our mind and our heart. Now, I'm not saying that we are perfect. I'm not saying that. It behooves you to misinterpret what I'm just saying. I'm telling you to try to live like God wants us to live. Amen. That means if you see something and you know you're weak in, why do you go over there to it? You know you're going to be tight. Why would you go over there and even put yourself in that subjective? And you know you're too weak to do it. You know what I'm saying? And you know it's going to cause you to do dust and dust. So why even? Well, I guess I got to give you another scripture because you think I'm just coming off the top of my head. How many of you know is in whatever I'm talking about, I can back it up with a scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the scripture. The scripture says this now. First Corinthians, if y'all don't mind if I read it. Y'all worry about me reading.
Come on.
First Corinthians, chapter 10, one of our favorite verses. Now, I want you to be careful when I'm going to bring this out. I'll preface it. The Holy Spirit I know I got a speech impediment. I'm going to try to get it out real plain as I can get it. Watch this here. He said, there has no.
No?
You know what I said? There has no temptation. No temptation. Now, watch what I want you to hear me from the bottom of my heart. There has no temptation taking you, but such is, look what it said, as is coming to man.
To man.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, why did he put it like that? Why did Paul do it just like that? Because there are some things, once you've been saved, help me, Holy Spirit, you have made a conscious effort to say that I want to strive, I want to live for God. That was coming to make man fall should make you fall. Help me, Holy Spirit. You should have enough fortitude. Help me, Holy Spirit. You should have enough sensitivity to God's love that he has for you to look at this thing. Now, what I'm trying to say, if you don't, get somewhere where someone's teaching God's word, not just hollering at you, teaching God's word and preaching spiritual man, and cause you to say, I want to change. I want to, whatever he has, whatever I'm hearing, if he can change him, if he can turn him around, if he can touch her, if he can move in the little baby, surely he can move in me. So he says, there has no temptation that taken but such as common to man, but God. I love that. When Buck comes, you teachers, you educators can help me with. When Buck comes, something changed, right? It shouldn't be a change in the conversation. But God is faithful. Look at what it said. But God is faithful. Let me do it again. But God is faithful. Can I do it one more time? See, sometimes you just I'm going to do this because I know y'all understand it. Sometimes you don't have to tell them choir to stand up. Something you just don't have the church to tell the church to stand up. If you've been through something, you had a buck. God is faithful. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on here.
If you've been walking with God, you had a spirit that it was but God is faithful. What I'm talking about.
Yes.
Have God ever been faithful to you? Yay.
Yes.
Can I help you again? For God so loved the world. I'm going to try to get out of this thing. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. This is how faithful he was to us. And that who believe in him should not perish, Doc, but have everlasting life. So let me try to transition. Who will not suffer you to be tempted? Listen to what I'm reading. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able? People's pause there, Reverends. They pause. They hung. They got that pole. They got it. He ain't gonna. He ain't gonna lie nothing to come to me. It's gonna overtake me. Can I keep it playing, y'all? I heard what that preacher just said. I heard what that God just said. I heard what they call him here. I heard what you just said, and I believe that. But I'm gonna tell you something. Look what the scripture says. Not to suffer you to be tempted above what you are. There's going to be some things he's just going to allow you to have on you to strengthen you, to mature you, to help you walk in this Christian journey. Let me just do something symbolic, right? Let me do a metaphor just for a moment. There's a tree in a cross that you got to bear. You got to put that cross on. I ain't talking about the one they ride around their neck. You got to take this spiritual cross. The one that you got to take some. So last time you put a Band-Aid on, probably when you was young. Sometime or another, you got to look at that wound. The God let you sit there for a minute, Reverend Henry. You got to let that wound that the Michael Reverend William that look with it. Let you see for a minute. Reverend Jackson, you got to look at that wound for a minute to let you tear it down for a minute. I know. You feel like you're overbearing with it. It might be something that you didn't give to God, and you don't think he heard your prayer. The prayer ain't been delayed. He's trying to strengthen us in some things.
Yeah.
Everything come to you. Quit telling God to remove it. Just tell God to give you strength in it. Give you some strength. And everything God allowed us to go, it's almost like this. Can I say it boldly? It's a teachable moment. Lord, teach me your ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Teach me your ways. Give me strength. Let me try to make it more plain to you again. Let me make sure. That's what he said. Will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but, and we're going to say word again, y'all, will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Many times people went all over that. There's some thing God knows you just can't handle. You're not. So he'll allow us to get away. Oh, help me.
That's right.
He allowed us to leave. He allowed a way for us to move away. He said, well, I'm trying to give you a door open right there, Eric. I done told you time and time, you keep playing with fire, it will burn. Have you ever touched a burning sensation like a stove or a pot or something? You said, you touch it and it burns you. Fire do burn. So God let you see it. And let you stay long enough to let you see. Now, we know the songwriter. We heard the scripture the other day, Reverend William, that he'll get in the fire with you. We do. We believe it. But sometimes in the long, God, something, we put ourselves in the fire. And God will chastise
Come on,
us. We don't think God will chastise us in our wrong.
Come on.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
But he loves it.
There are some things. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some things God will get in with us with because we did something what no other man would do. We'll accept the thing like the three Hebrew boys did. I won't bow down and worship them. So he'll get in a fight with you with that. But some of the things he allowed us to get fired with because we did something. So he had to chastise us. He had to rebuke us. And sometimes it had to burn. Say, hey, come here, Isaiah. Isaiah said he was among men. Let me just skip down a little bit, brothers. He was among men with unclean lips. Even he didn't have the right tongue. And God heard him, and he told a seraphim to go get a coal off the altar and put it on the tongue, and he purged him. And now he's been delivered from some things. Now, after his deliverance, he was ready to go tell somebody what God had just did for him. I want to tell you that the altar gets delivered. You got to open your mouth and ask God to come in and deliver you. Help me, Holy Spirit. So let me walk this thing. They shall be forgiven of him. That's what the scripture just said, right? They shall be. Is I'm saying the book, y'all? That you may be able to hear. He didn't say hear, did he? Be able to listen. He didn't say that, did he? He didn't say. He said, bear it. Is I'm saying the book? I love how he did it because a lot of things you don't think you can handle. But once you get in there, things get a little easier. Things get a little easier. It gets closer to us when you start loving God. When you start truly loving God, you'll find affection that you can't stop thanking God for. You'll find yourself saying, Lord, I know it's you who have changed my thoughts. I know it's you have changed my way, and I love you for it, and I honor you, and I thank you for the trials and tribulations of life. So I leave you with this, with a prayer. That if any one of you are sick among us, the Bible said, go to the elder.
Yeah.
And let the church pray for you. People don't believe the scripture in James 5 and 15. He said, let them, or 14, he said, let them anoint you. But I like it when he said, but in the name of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, let them anoint you in the name of the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He wants us for us to come together and touch and greet. And when we touch and agree, don't you know a lot of people don't believe this? Every time Jesus heals someone then, he said it was because of your faith to heal you. Before he said a word to them, they was already here because they believed if they can get to him, they can be healed. They can receive sight. Demons has to go. The arm was short, now extends it out. Men was blind, now they can see now. Prayerfully, it may not have been a physical sight, but it was a spiritual sight. And God gave them in kind of to see him in a spiritual realm. That's why we can go to him and lift one another up. If one of you are sick among you, the Lord should raise him up. And I'm telling you, when we are really, really, really praying and really believing our prayer, God can answer it right there. I've seen it happen too many times, brothers. I see it happen too many times, church, that God answered prayer right on the spot before the people even move out the aisle. And watch this, Reverend Henry. I see people walk into the aisle, walk into the altar, and be healed before they got there. I see people walking to the altar being delivered before they got to the altar. I see people's faith been built as they start getting closer to where God is always at. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. So I wouldn't leave if I need prayer. Can I say this? It is prayer time.
Yes, sir.
I want to say this, here, and I want to say this in a humble way. We believe God can answer prayer. Do you believe it? when you come, all you got to do is believe. My brother, he been going through. My sister-in-law, she been going through. They believe in God.
Right.
And God been doing some things for him. Myself, he been blessing. Reverend Henry,
right.
Blessing. Mm-hmm. Anybody that walk with God, God have moved in their life. But it's up to you to ask him to come in and help my situation. God will do it. If you be faithful, if you be bold and ask God to do it, I'm going to step out on faith that he will be right on time. Oh, I know right about it.
Yes.
Brother Nutter has said something to me. I'm trying to, when I'm in my message like this, it's hard for me to look down, you know, but I want to look at what he just said. Yeah, we're going to lift Brother Nutter up for his voice and a friend of his family. We're going to lift him up. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Have faith. We're going to pray for Brother Nutter and his voice and one of his friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know my number, you don't know any of the ones by the ones you're hearing numbers right now, I'm going to say this here. Hit the one button and have faith. If you never have hidden it before, it will say just like this. Once it's a one on your phone, it'll say you are now in the host queue, and we'll open you up. And then you don't have to tell all your business. You know, if you don't want to, you don't have to do it. But God want to hear you. It's like, we're going to do it for Brother Nanny, because he stepped out there. Reverend Heron stepped out there. I'm going to put my name in the head, too. We stepping out there. Anytime prayer going on, I want my name in the head, too. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know, you know, the adversary tried to work today. He tried to. He built a. He had a hole. He had a hole for me, Reverend. He had a hole for me. But you know the hole was for?
Right.
You know the hole was for? It was. He should have did two of them though. But the hole did for me. It was for. He had to fall in. And it was so.
Yeah.
It was so blessing to see God. See, you don't have to fight. And everything I've learned as I get closer with God. It doesn't take a rebuttal. You don't have to fight it. You know they're setting up something, and God comes right on in, on time.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's able, and I know he will do some things. All you got to do is ask and watch how he does it. Watch how he does it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Williams, we have him on the prayer list. We have him on the prayer list, healing for his left shoulder. You know, we're going
to
keep that in prayer, you know. Yeah, you know. Say, I believe God, if you have faith, he'll do it. Now, if you just want to stay hurt, if you want to stay in the condition you are, you're comfortable with that, you can stay there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to force you. We're not going to force you. If you want a spiritual understanding of God, if you want to be you want to be moved by God with the Spirit, we want to pray for that
too. Come on.
Yeah. Because if you really been listening all the way through, you know that was God. Because I wanted to say Jane, and I went from Proverbs to Genesis to quoting John 3:16, and I mean, you see that was God. Talking about the mustard seed, speaking to someone, whoever he was speaking to, you need to hit that one button. If you walk away and don't hit the one button and ask for that prayer, what seemeth right to man, what the Bible says. See, you might think, well, this is right. I'm right. I'm good. I'm right. But God is speaking, I believe. If I'm wrong, brother, y'all stop me. I believe God is speaking right now. I believe he's moving. And he want to heal you. And he want to move you out of your condition that you in.
Hallelujah.
Show you
Hallelujah.
His love. Show you his love. Show you his love. So may God bless you. And may God keep you. is always our prayer. We tell you and we believe in it. We believe we got you here. We got you right there, my brother. All you have to do is start talking.
I pray for me, man. I find out on Monday if they're gonna do surgery on my neck or not. But you know, like I told you last week, if we're faithful enough and we got that much faith to speak it and ask it, he has that much power to fix it. So
yes,
I thank God for that. For totally healing.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, man.
Oh,
God bless you. Reverend Jackson, we got you, Reverend. Bless you. You open. 817.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
You open. Someone hit the one button.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You open.
Yes. My name is Calvin, and I was calling about my have an eye problem from just a sin. I'd like the Lord to bless me on my sight.
God bless you. That's brother-in-law, y'all. That's my brother-in-law there. I say,
okay.
Hey, you brother-in-law. We don't let brother-in-law.
I've been listening to your podcast.
Yeah, God bless you, man. Thank you for your prayers, man.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful to hear from you, man. And that's faith there. You see what he asked for, right? That's faith.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get with the brothers,
yes, sir.
If I can get with the people to believe God can heal.
Yeah.
See, that's faith. That's faith.
Yes.
That's faith.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna move out of His will though. We're gonna sit everything in God's will. But
yes,
I know one thing. Him able.
Him able.
Oh, yes,
Him is able. Yeah, what you say? With the knee. What do you call it? It's an email.
That knee mail. We ask to give us strength, not to move. Give us strength.
Yeah. Oh, brother, no, I see you. I see you, man. Reverend,
yep.
that's our brother-in-law. That's our brother-in-law,
Praise God.
I've been listening to the podcast and stuff. I'll be getting off work at that time. I finally got in on it.
That's all right.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
You made a way out of it. Yes,
Hallelujah.
But God.
He got faith. He said, I ain't gonna miss my moment. And everybody, we got brother Calvin. Brother Reverend Williams. We got Reverend Jackson. We got Reverend Henry.
Hallelujah.
Reverend Brian. We got brother Nutty. Brother Nutty's friend.
Yes.
It's my sister-in-law here, man. Hey, sister-in-law. What you doing over here? Huh? How you doing? You can start talking. I know you. Can you talk?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you talk, or you just actually did hit the one button? Deborah. Calvin, that's your sister, man. I don't think she probably don't know. She probably won't keep up.
I can't hear her, but. I know
she
believes in the Lord. Yeah, she believes in the Lord also.
She knows he
can make a way out of no way.
Yeah.
She hit the one, but I don't know. She probably don't know. You open, Deborah. You open. But I guess, you know, this is her first time I ever did it, so we're gonna pray with her. Yeah, we're gonna pray for you. I know where you're standing at. We're gonna put my sister-in-law there. Yeah, my sister-in-law, mm-hmm. my brother-in-law, and my brothers. And my brothers,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all family, y'all. we all family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And know him. So we're going to, again, you know, them two, they're touching now. Before we get out of here, we got just the last call.
It's the last call.
Yeah,
it's the last
call.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah, you got it.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. We got you, sis. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
What you got there? You want to say something?
I just want to ask for a continuous prayer for my healing. And I've been listening to the sermon these last few weeks, and I'm really enjoying them until I'm able to get in the house of the Lord, which will be soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know my story, brother. You're more than welcome to tell it, but yeah, I do have faith and I do believe in the Lord.
Yes.
And I have came a long way. I did go to the doctor with my foot because one while they was talking about amputation.
Mm.
And I told the doctor, I said, no, I have a God and he do miracles.
Yeah.
And the doctor did tell me, if you do heal, it will be a miracle.
Yeah.
They were up in there, didn't see no infection, no nothing. You know.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Look at God.
You know, God hit mm-hmm. you at your weakest point to throw all those medical terms on you, but you have to have a clear head.
Yeah.
Fear over when they stood at the foot of my bed throwing those medical terms on me. But something else came above fear, which was faith and belief. And I also have a praying family, praying friends, Reverend Heron and his family. And I just want to let y'all know. So I went to the doctor today. I don't see him no more till 3 weeks.
Thank you.
He takes the stitches. And every time I go, they tell me my healing is a miracle. I said, I told y'all. I just want y'all to continue.
Hallelujah.
And I love y'all. Mm-hmm.
We love you too.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
She conveyed it. She conveyed it. But when I said she got a healing, she had a hole in the bottom of her feet. And they were talking about she had to go through a lot of process to get this thing to heal, you know. And they wanted, like she said, they wanted the amputator, you know. And they had a Band-Aid on it. Man, it wasn't even a few days, man. It wasn't even a few days.
Yep.
And God closed that hole up, man.
Mm.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The infection was to my bone. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you.
Yeah, amen. Thank you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah.
Love
you
too.
And that's what the see. I'm gonna tell you, Sister Law. We have to present these to the bar class. I ain't gonna call it no bar to the ministry. We did this a little while back, and you know a lot of people were praying for you. You know, and they still praying with you. You know, and I know you know that. You know, and I'm gonna tell you this here. You know, it might not be a good song, but can I do it like this? What God has for me. It is for me.
Yeah.
That's what he had for you. You know, your journey is what he gave you. Your brother Calvin, your journey what God gave you. Reverend Aaron, your journey what God gave you. Reverend William, your journey what God gave you. Reverend Kelton, the God we serve, if we gave you.
Yeah.
Come on, operation. God can do. See, there are some things God said. When he left, Jesus, when he left, he said, when I leave, you will be able to do greater things. See, that's the thing we have to go through because God allowed it. Oh, help me.
Great.
Now, there'll be some things that he might say, well, no, I don't want you to go through that. I'm gonna do this here. You know, but then I'll be saying, hey, God, my he can work through the doctor. He can work through the medical. You know what else he can do? He can love you all the way through it. He can love you all the way through the process.
I know you're right about it.
So we're gonna do something. We're gonna do something. We're gonna lift all this. We're gonna do this. Yahweh, we're gonna do this, and we're gonna ask God blessing over it through His Son. Yeah. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, oh Lamb of God, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the beautiful testimonies, Lord, that you already have done, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the healing, for the wounds, for Reverend Williams, Lord, for Reverend Jackson, Lord, for Sister Deborah, Lord, for Brother. Calvin, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For Reverend Brian, Lord. For Reverend Heary, Lord. For the ones that maybe didn't hit the one button, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for healing them in advance, Lord. Lord, we're not waiting on the news, Lord. We're not waiting on the diagnosis, Lord. We thank you right now, Father God, for the healing, Lord. We thank you for you, what you're going to do in advance, Lord. Because we believe, Lord, whatever you do, Lord, we're going to want to say thank you for it, Lord, because we believe that you hear us, Lord, and you hear all sincere prayer, Lord. So we come and humble to you right now, Lord, to ask you to have your way, Lord. And we ask this, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We ask you, Father God, maybe it was one didn't hit the one button, Lord, but sit on the back line and say, Lord, I want you to heal me. I want you to touch me like you touched the sister. I want you to touch me like you touched Reverend Williams' left shoulder. I want you to touch me like you touched Reverend Jackson's neck, Lord. I want you to touch me like you covered all the people from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. I just want you to run your blessing through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We found out that you are a Maywaker, Lord, a promise keeper, Lord. And we know, Father God, that if we be faithful to you, you'll be faithful to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. Because we believe if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord. If it was something said in the word, Lord, that was misunderstood, Lord. What presented in a receptible manner, Lord. We ask you to have your way in that, Lord. Move in that situation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all ministry just trying to lift up your name, Lord. Because we believe that if we was taught one day, Lord, even on yesterday, that we don't want to pull up a tear or a weed, Lord, because we don't know which one is which, Lord. So we're going to stand back, Lord, and let you have thy way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing, Brother Nutty, Lord. Even the situation he asked for prayer for his friend, Lord. Lord, you know what he needs, Lord. You know the need of what they need, Lord. It wasn't specific what he needs, but, Lord, we know that you hear it, Lord, and you have heard it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beautiful. Remember, I forgot to tell you to pray. Oh, I know you know how to pray. A lot of music for this occasion, man. You know, I just got caught up, man. I'm overwhelmed with the love, man. You know, I just been overflowing with the love, man. Yeah, I was fought real hard today. I told the man when I was getting fought, I said, God is in control. I've been prayed over and prayed with, and there ain't no way the devil gonna defeat me. Hey, thought he had. It's old song about the Bible. Thank God, I won. You know, he said the devil thought he won, but now God won.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, man. Thank y'all, man. Praise thank y'all for your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Yes. We thank y'all, brother. Yes, thank y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a. You know, I believe in not waiting for the war to be won, but I believe while we're in the battle, I believe victory. I don't like to wait till it's over. I like to shout, man. So I'm just claiming that it's already done. I'm just celebrating. I'm glad for to hear of the testimony and of the prayer that just warmed my heart, because I know God is about to do something. Oh, and I'm excited about it, and I just want to give him praise. I want to give him thanks. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him honor in advance, because he's been so good and so great to us.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. So let's hear the song of celebration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.